Yeah, hi, Peter Lintout's my name, and I thought we'd give Rob a break and go out of Sydney and out of Australia and ask Peter to share a community health case study, as I believe you've been involved in managing the Zika virus. So I thought that'd be a great case study around what some of your insights have been around how to engage with that crisis in that community.
Oh Lord, I could talk about Zika for the rest of the night, but nobody wants to hear it. It's not predominantly outrage management. The underlying principle of my approach, which a lot of you have heard over the last few days, the underlying principle of my approach is you know, you've got two variables, how dangerous a risk is and how upsetting that risk is. And what you do depends entirely on what combination of how dangerous it is and how upsetting it is you're up against. You know, so if it's very dangerous but not very upsetting, that's one set of problems. If it's very upsetting and not very dangerous, that's a second set of problems. If it's very dangerous and very upsetting, that's a third set of problems. The thing about Zika virus is it represents different problems for different publics. If you live in or have traveled to a place where the Aedes aegypti mosquito hangs out, and a place where that's the mosquito that transmits Zika, and a place where Zika is already transmitting, particularly if you're a pregnant woman, or if you're hoping to become a pregnant woman, if you're looking to have a baby, you know, then it's high hazard, high outrage. You know, you are genuinely endangered and you are genuinely upset. Those are the tech specs for crisis communication. So, you know, I have been helping the US CDC talk to women who live in Puerto Rico, where the Zika virus is spreading, or talk to women in the continental United States who have traveled to Puerto Rico or traveled to Brazil or traveled to places. And you know, if you're pregnant and particularly if you had Zika symptoms and now you think you probably had Zika and you're pregnant and you're thinking, oh my God, what is my baby going to be like? You know, depending on your values about abortion, you may be thinking, should I get an abortion? If that's not a living option for you, then you're thinking, how am I going to cope? How is my spouse going to cope if you have a spouse? What about my other children? Horrible, horrible fears. Okay, are you with me? That's crisis communication. Okay. Meanwhile, there are lots of other people who are not at all worried. And they should be, you know, that people, particularly again in Puerto Rico, to whom you have to say, you know, this really is about you. You know, you're not reading those stories. You're kind of more interested in rock music than you are in virology. But this is serious, and we're trying to get you to get rid of standing water. The Aedes aegypti mosquito can propagate in a bottle cap of water. They require very little water. So it's, you know, this is not just, you know, going after huge pieces of standing water. This is really policing your neighborhood for even tiny places where the mosquito can propagate. You asked for this, I'm sorry. And the mosquito doesn't travel much, so local is what it's all about. And it's less about insecticides than it is about vector control. So you're trying to persuade people to do that. You're trying to persuade people to use insecticide and to use the right insecticide and to use it as recommended. All of that is what I call precaution advocacy. They are not upset and they should be, because they are genuinely endangered. Meanwhile, back in the continental United States, you have a whole lot of people who live in places where the Aedes aegypti mosquito never goes. And they are never gonna get Zika locally. There will be no local Zika transmission in those parts of the United States. The only risk now is to travelers who will come back with it and not give it to anybody, because you can't, well, that's not true. It can transmit by sex, but that's, you know, that's the exception rather than the rule. By and large, you know, you get it from a mosquito who got it from someone who was already infected. If someone comes back already infected and the right mosquito isn't around, it's a dead end for the virus. Okay, so now you got some people who are rightly upset and should be, and you have to help guide them through it. You've got some people who should be upset, but they're not, and you have to shake them by their collective lapels and say, for God's sake, take this seriously. And you have a huge number of people who shouldn't be upset, but they are, and you have to calm them down. So all three of the paradigms of risk communication are in play at the same time.